Hey there, just a quick heads up. We're not doctors and this isn't medical advice. We're just sharing what's worked for us. So as always, check with a healthcare professional before making any changes. All right, let's get into it.
Hello and welcome back. We are so happy you're here. God designed our bodies to make melatonin naturally, but we just have to support the process. When we step outside in the morning and see that sunlight, it triggers our internal clock that it's time to start the day. And at night, when it gets dark, our bodies know that it's time to rest. But if we skip that part of the day, then it can definitely impact the overall rhythm of your day. So today, we're going to discuss how melatonin can impact your body in a natural, positive way, and how taking too much melatonin can impact it in a negative way. But before we get started, we always like to come with some kind of information about what's in the news. And so we're going to turn it over to Amber to share what's going on.
Yeah. So, I mean, we know that we talk a lot about, you know, the Make America Healthy Again movement, all the things that RFK Jr. and just all the positive movement, I guess, that's happening. And I saw there was an interesting clip. I don't know if you saw it yesterday, or I know you don't watch The View, neither do
no.
I. Surprised if anyone watches
turn it.
The View. Yeah, exactly. But I do like the clips that pop up on X at night. And the clip was specifically yesterday, of course. It was Cheryl Hines, who is, she's an actress, RFK Jr.'s wife. And she went on The View. I don't even know exactly what it was she was there for. I just saw the clip, but it was interesting that, you know, she's talking about, again, all the things that Make America Healthy movement are doing. And the one thing that they kind of kept pushing back on was the fact that her husband is not a doctor. And he's making, you know, giving medical advice. And it just made me think that's kind of, not that we ever give medical advice, but we're bringing information to light. And he's doing the same. But I thought her response was great, which was like 90% of individuals in his position historically have not been doctors either.
Yeah.
One was an economist, another. But you don't have to come from a medical background. You don't have to have a medical degree to be a critical thinker.
Right.
And to really think, I'm going to question, as an example, the artificial dyes. I'm going to question all the things that he's questioning right now and bringing light to. Again, you don't have to have that medical degree. And I just thought it was interesting.
Yeah.
That clip that I've seen so many times posted.
I feel like The View
on Twitter or X.
I feel like The View lately has had a lot of funny clips. It's like every day I am like going through reels and I'm like, I mean, every day Whoopi or one of them is, you know, like people are like basically putting it back on them. Like, you know, they've always been the driver and, you know, in that seat of being aggressive and trying to put you in your place kind of thing. And it was just, it's kind of funny. The roles have been reversed. And
I think a lot more, again, I think it's the awareness. It's a lot more questioning things than ever has been before in the past. And, you know, The View is very, I don't want to say one-sided, but The View is, they have their view, and listening to others articulate their stance is those are the clips I guess I like to see.
Yeah. Well, people are waking up for sure.
Yeah.
You know, just being told by some expert or some doctor or some, you know, just anyone and getting just one. I mean, I remember, you know, when we went through stuff with Finley, you know, I wanted to make sure that I got three opinions on it because, you know, when you just rely on one source, I mean, unless it's God, you know, then you're not doing your due diligence. I think that's a really important message. And again, we're not experts, we're not doctors, but we have definitely done our due diligence. We've made changes in our own lives that really, I think, help, you know, others. That's my hope, you know, is that what we've experienced in our lives, that the changes that we've made, the impact that it's had on our bodies, I want to make sure that that is being articulated to these other people that are listening, our audience, and hopefully, you know, they see something, they hear something, and they're like, you know what, I can make that simple change.
Absolutely. Because again, you don't know what you don't know. And there's so much information out there that's all overwhelming. And so that's, again, our whole purpose is trying to package it in easy to understand terminology and just bring awareness and information to topics that both you and I have completely changed our, I don't know. I don't even know.
Yeah. Well, I think life happens.
Our process, I guess, if you will, or changed our thought process. Yeah. But yeah, life happened. We both went through something.
Yeah.
And something so life-changing.
Yeah. So I think that's the reality. And I think that's the reality of, you know, most people right now. You know, there's all kinds of things happening in their lives. And, you know, whether it's we're teaching them something new that they can try out for themselves, mm-hmm. or inspiring them to say, hey, you know what? There's no obstacle that you can't overcome.
Yeah.
And, you know, God's grace is sufficient. So, you know, this topic specifically, melatonin, I've had a love-hate relationship with melatonin. I love melatonin because, you know, I think God, obviously God created our bodies to, you know, produce it naturally. Yeah. And we're going to jump into that. But the reality is that, you know, we have, in the society we live in today, we have this need to, you know, have a quick fix, have a, you know, instant solution. Instant
gratification. Yes, that is.
And I am very guilty of that. And so I'm not here harping at you guys saying, hey, you know, I do it differently. I do. Like I struggle with sleep. In fact, if there is anything that I would say that I have had the hardest change of any of them is probably my sleep pattern. And so melatonin is, and I'm outside a lot. I mean, I run outside. I am outside with my kids in soccer. So I know that my body is producing what it needs to, mm-hmm. but it's the distractions. It's the anxious thoughts. It's the things that I deal with at night when I put my head on the pillow, which I'm sure most of you guys can probably relate to, is like, how do you unwind? How do you get your brain to stop like racing in your head, right? And so, you know, I think, you know, obviously, you know, what is melatonin really?
So melatonin is simply a hormone that our body produces naturally. And so it's when you just think of that overall sleep cycle that, you know, our bodies wake up typically around that same time, we're alert, we're awake, we go throughout the day. And then once darkness comes, right, our bodies naturally should wind down and let us go to sleep. And melatonin is that hormone that is produced at night that helps us go to sleep.
Yeah.
Again, just that circadian rhythm.
Yeah. And I think, again, God created us so beautifully. He said that we see the light and we know it's morning.
Yeah.
And then when it gets dark, we're like, okay, it's time to rest. That's a natural, the circadian rhythm that we're supposed to be adjusted to, right?
Oh, absolutely.
However, life happens. We have kids, we have jobs, we've got all kinds of things coming at us. And so, you know, we get out of sync. Or, yeah. You know, sometimes we travel across the world. I've been to Australia a few times and Europe. And when you travel, you know, internationally, you know, that's where melatonin and the supplements are really designed for, is to get that, your body back into that natural circadian rhythm. But melatonin is actually produced through tryptophan, which when I started studying this, I thought it was funny because tryptophan is such a common word that people hear around Thanksgiving, right? I mean, they blame, like, I gotta go take a nap after I've had my big Thanksgiving dinner because I, you know, it's because of tryptophan. We're gonna blame it on tryptophan. But tryptophan is obviously an amino acid it's an essential amino acid our body produces once we eat. And that comes from turkey, cherries, oats, all kinds of foods, really. But they're not the culprit. The reason Thanksgiving is actually, the reason tryptophan gets the rap is because, you know, it's really the fact that we just ate a bunch of carbs and we're exhausted because we've been cooking all day. But yes. So tryptophan, essential amino acid created in your body once you eat, you know, turkey and other things. But then it turns into serotonin, which is, you know, that chemical that makes you feel happy and, you know, just, I don't know. I think of it as, I've always heard of serotonin as like, you know, that makes you happy and you're joyful and things like that. But the serotonin is, you know, then converted at night into melatonin. So, and that's when it tells your body that it's nighttime. So you go from tryptophan, what you put in your body and you eat that from that essential amino acid, it turns into serotonin and that chemical that makes you happy. And it's the gut brain axis that converts that into serotonin. And then it turns into melatonin when it gets dark and it tells your time, it's time for bed. So yeah, there's a lot of, you know, I think, you know, I think it's important to understand how God created our bodies and how food and the foods that we eat actually trigger each of those things, like waking up in the morning, seeing sunlight, to eating, you know, whether it's eggs or whatever, turkey or whatever you're eating, you know, to start your day, that produces that serotonin. And then at night when it's dark, that serotonin turns into melatonin. And so he's giving us by design, you know, all the things that we need to, you know, get the right rest that we need.
For sure. Absolutely. I mean, and kind of like we've talked about before, as long as our bodies are working as they should, you know, then we will have that great sleep cycle, because sleep is such an important component of just our overall health, our overall mood, everything. We've got to ensure that we get great sleep. But when we have things that disrupt, like those hormone disruptors, I think of that. I mean, there's hormone disruptors in almost everything in your body producing the proper amount of whatever, serotonin or melatonin. I mean, that's a hormone. Mm-hmm. And so there's so many different factors that can impact that production. And understanding your body, understanding those factors, I think is a key way to ensure that we can try to get as close to natural as possible. And then again, we do have the supplements that will help, to your point, when we need them, if we're traveling or we've got to get that rhythm kind of back into its groove. But
yeah,
really trying to do everything we can to make that natural rhythm happen without the need of any supplements.
Yeah, right.
Or additional.
And, I think that there's a lot of people out there that take melatonin on a consistent basis.
Yeah.
And I have gone through those periods myself of, you know,
because it helps. I'll be honest, I take it on occasion. I mean, not every day at all and not long term, but on occasion I feel like I need it.
Yeah.
I take it. It does help me sleep on occasion. I think the key is those long-term usage and dependency. And I know you've spoken to some that it's almost like seem to be dependent upon it and what that's potentially doing to them long-term.
Yeah. And I mean, it stops the production. Your body stops producing the melatonin because it doesn't think it needs it because you're taking the supplement. And that's where it becomes dangerous, really. It's not that you taking any melatonin here and there or anything, or even really low doses of melatonin that really cause the problem. It comes down to your overuse or high use of melatonin that can cause more problems for you. Like, you know, a lot of the side effects that, you know, headaches. I know you talked to me, we were talking about melatonin and just the subject, and you were like, you know, when I take it, I sometimes have crazy dreams.
I do. I have the craziest, like the most insane dreams ever. Again, I don't take it that often, but when I do, it helps me. It helps me sleep hard. I'm naturally, it's always just kind of easy for me to fall asleep. I've been very thankful for that. But there are some times when I just can't seem to fall asleep. So I will take a melatonin. It does help. But I always have the craziest, most wild dreams after melatonin, which that is one of the negative side effects, which there are, you know, quite a few. It's mood. You can feel really groggy, not rested the next day. And just, it's called melatonin hangover. I didn't even know that was a term until we started kind of deep diving a little bit more into this. It does make sense, because then it's like that leftover. You're just groggy the next day and you just don't feel quite right.
Mm-hmm.
And that's because you're giving your body
too much.
Potentially, too much. And
especially if you're an outdoor person where you're getting all that natural sunlight. And so your body's producing it. And then you add on that supplement of melatonin, and then it's like an overproduction. You know, I mean, you have too much.
Well, I think messes up that entire sleep cycle that our bodies naturally have. That,
right.
Again, assuming everything's working as it should, we have that ability to wake up. We have daylight. We should be alert, fully rested. And then at night when we wind down, you know, our bodies slowly start to relax and decompress and get ready for a good quality night's sleep, which we need.
Right. And I think it's important, you know, I think a lot of people are like you and I, where, you know, we're moms, we have all these different roles, you know, I that we wear and the hats that we wear. And I think that a lot of times, you know, we lay our head on the pillow and we think of all the list of things that we have to do to you know, make everything work.
Yeah.
And so you lay down in your head and you're like, oh my goodness, my brain just started like firing all these things. And so then it builds this massive anxiety in you, and you can't sleep. And therefore you take the melatonin because you're like, okay, I know this will make me in 30 to 60 minutes before I go to bed, I take that melatonin, my brain is going to be off.
Yeah.
And I can do that. And so I think that there's other ways that you can, you know, calm that brain down so that you don't have, you know, you don't have that firing at you when you lay your head on the pillow. And so, you know, for me, you know, I was thinking about this trend that's on, you know, and it kind of pertains to this, you know, I think of, you know, for me, I pray a lot at night. That's like one of the things that I do before I go to bed. I lay in bed, we pray as my girls, and sometimes Max comes in there too, but we pray at night, and then, you know, we unwind, and the phones are put up, there's no electronics, that kind of thing, because those blue lights can definitely impact you in a negative way if, you know, you're trying to unwind.
Yeah.
And so anyways, we have, you know, this prayer time, and I was like, this trend is going on right now. It's the 6-7, you know, it's wild. I mean, it's hilarious, but it's so innocent that I love that these kids are like doing 6-7 because it means really nothing. But I was like, how can we teach our kids scripture? And I'm always trying to teach my kids scripture. And I thought of one of my favorite verses, which is Philippians chapter 4:6-7. And it is, do not be anxious about anything, but in everything through prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your request to God, and he who transcends all understanding will guard your heart and your mind in Christ Jesus. So pertaining to your mind, as you lay your head on that pillow and you're thinking to yourself, I've got a million things to do. How am I going to get it all done? God is saying, do not be anxious. And so Philippians 4:6-7 is the verse that I was teaching my kids last night. So I do think that, I think it's a, there are natural ways.
There are, like with anything in life, God put what we need on this earth. We just have to know how to use it and how to extract the best components of that to use. And there's a lot of herbs that help with relaxation, a lot of herbs that help with sleep. Lavender is one of them. Valerian root is another great way, or another herb. Chamomile as well, and lemon balm. Those are the top four when you just think of sleep, relaxation, whether it's soaking in a bath, whether it is drinking an herbal tea, taking a supplement, taking a tincture. However it is that you potentially, that's an easy, natural way that you can help your body relax and sleep, that maybe you don't have to necessarily take a supplement.
Right.
You mentioned the blue light as well. There's filters on phones. I know, I mean, I'm super guilty of it. I love to scroll TikTok. I love to scroll X at night and just read and get caught up. And that blue light from our phone will trick our brain. And so again, it kind of goes back to that circadian rhythm that we have. We don't want to trick our brain into thinking it's daytime, let's wake up, let's be alert, because that could impact our ability to fall asleep and have good quality sleep. So, you know, if you are hopefully, ideally electronics away before bed for sure. But if you're someone who happens to scroll at night, you can put those blue light blockers, and there's all kinds of filters, at least on iPhones. I'm assuming on every phone there is now, but I know for sure iPhones, you can put those filters on that'll help reduce the blue light, which will help, I guess, I would say not trick that brain into thinking that it's daytime here. Let's go ahead and wake up.
Right.
For sure.
Yeah. And, you know, some other natural things that I have found that really helped me is in the winter, you know, it's really expensive to try to do cold plunges. And we talked about cold plunges a couple of weeks ago, but at night, cold plunging is so amazing to your body. So with winter coming up, I'm very excited because I can take and do cold plunge right before bedtime, but it literally relaxes your mind, your body. It's that fight or flight. You know, it really impacts it in a positive way. So that's another natural way to, you know, release some of that anxiousness or some of that.
Makes me anxious thinking of plunging into a cold pool. It makes me anxious just thinking. I am the opposite. I would love a nice hot bath. That would relax
me. With lavender.
Yes, with all the great things. Yes. And just soak in a nice hot bath, and that would soothe me.
Yes.
But definitely not a cold plunge, but I totally get it. Like the physical, I mean, we did our episode on cold plunge, and you know, I can't do it, but it does have a lot of great effects. But again, just the thought of it makes me want to make a hot bath.
Yes. Well, I think that there is, you know, there's hope for all of us in melatonin. I think that going back to nature, getting a rhythm, the circadian rhythm back into your life, and that internal clock that God's created for us with, you know, that light in the morning and telling your body, hey, it's time to wake up, to, you know, the sun going down and it's time to rest.
Yes.
And just being mindful of it. You know, I think where our brains are, we're designed by God. We're made in the image of Him. And so we have the power within us to make changes, and even telling ourselves, like, I don't have to take a melatonin to unwind. I don't have to do those things. I can actually do this naturally. And I think that if you start setting that in motion, it'll change everything. It'll be a game changer for you. And, you know, maybe you can, you know, wean yourself off of that melatonin.
Yeah. I mean, for someone who's taking it long-term, there are, you know, long-term impacts of any, with any kind of supplement. Yeah. Again, everything's great in moderation. The way I view it. Yes. Everything's great in moderation for sure. But it's when we have that long-term dependency that we could be impacting just our body's natural ability to produce it, which is potentially going to impact us long term. And knowing those healthier alternatives, I think, are great, because it's just education that you could potentially implement when the time is right.
That's right.
Or if you've got kids that are struggling to sleep, understanding that you can reset that internal clock, and knowing just the different ways that you can help them do that, because sleep is vital. We got to have it.
Yes.
For sure.
Well, God created our bodies to be able to repair themselves, so that not just your internal organs, but even your sleep pattern.
Yeah.
He designed us to repair ourselves and heal ourselves. So I think that is, you know, the first step is, you know, setting that internal clock in the morning.
Yes.
And maybe taking out some caffeine towards the end of the day, like eating, you know, your last meal shouldn't be like right before bed. I'm guilty of that. On my daughter's days of cheer, I tend to eat late, which again affects, you know, your sleep pattern. So there's so many things. And, you know, for parents that have kids that are in so many sports and so active, you know, trying to figure out like balance of food and when can I eat and making that time and structure, it's hard.
It is hard.
So
there's
like
so many things coming at you.
Yeah. No judgment. You know, I'm hopeful that, you know, the people that are listening, they can see that there is ways that they can change that. And, you know, I have been consistently trying to adjust my sleep cycle, because I do know that that is something God designed sleep for us. We need to repair our bodies. That's where the healing comes. Mm-hmm. And so we need to make sure we're getting that amount of sleep that we need. One other thing was just, you know, there's like a lot of information out there, you know, that kids are being given a lot of melatonin in their multivitamins, and their, you know, they're taking it. In fact, there was a huge uptick that happened in the pandemic. You know, when COVID happened, there was way more kids.
Oh, and like, so the sleep gummies and the nighttime supplements. Yeah. Oh, you're talking about the fact that there's more of more melatonin than stated on the bottle, right?
Yes. So there's no oversight. You know, the FDA doesn't really look into it, you know, unless there's a complaint, and that's sometimes too late, right? Like you've been using it. You don't realize that, you know, that bottle says it's 3 milligrams or it's 1 milligram or however much you're buying.
Yeah.
But it's really 3 to 4 times more than that. And that's really where I think is scary, is that, you know, maybe you're taking a small dose, or what you think you're taking is a small dose, but in reality, and I mean, I found tons of research, which I will plug into our podcast and into our episode, just so you can reference it for yourself. But there was so much research of kids being on it, the amount that's in it being way more or none. So it was like there was nothing in it. It's a placebo. Or there was, you know, 3 to 4 times more. And then they found like traces of other chemicals that were actually, you know, cannabis was one of them, or CBD, I should say, was one of them.
Those kids are sleeping good.
Yeah. and other chemicals that were in it and like that should require a prescription. So again, not a whole lot of oversight on, or there's a lot of oversight on that. And it's that's scary. You know, when you're taking it consistently.
It is scary because if you're consistently putting something in your body that you think is one thing, but then independent testing shows that it's another, that is, that's definitely scary. And I think that just goes back to a lot of our messaging, which is you have to know and trust who you're purchasing anything from to ensure that it is truly what you think it is, because there's lack of regulation, lack of oversight in a lot of different industries for health type products or things that are marketed as green, healthy, natural. Mm-hmm. And just because it's green, healthy, natural doesn't necessarily mean that it's great for you.
Right.
Or there are unlimited amounts that you should consume or use. There's still parameters that you want to ensure that you stick within.
Right. Absolutely. And that's why it's always best if you can to try to not be on a supplement and get it through your food, get it through your exercise, get it through, you know, adjustments of your sleep schedule and there's natural ways.
Yes, absolutely.
Well, the name catches you, but the truth keeps you.
Thanks for joining.
Thanks for joining.